Sanity City Church. This is Jeremy Pryor bringing you a moment of sanity to start your day, a moment of truth from God's Word, a moment of grace. What do you know, and how confident are you that you know it? Perhaps these questions don't vex you the way they do me. If so, I envy you. Unfortunately for me, the older I've gotten, the more I've grown in my knowledge of lacking knowledge. I once had a mentor who used an analogy to explain this paradox. As a sphere that increases in volume always also increases even more in surface area, so the mind that increases in knowledge also always increases even more in ignorance. In other words, you can't increase your knowing without simultaneously increasing even more your knowledge of lack of knowing. And this for me has been distressing. I thought when I was younger that as I grew up, my knowledge would decrease at the expense of my ignorance, and I would be able to see answers more clearly, have more confidence that I had knowledge I could rely on. Instead, I find I have more doubts and more uncertainty and more fear. Of course, there's nothing new under the sun. The first century church also faced questions about things that they knew or thought they knew. Maybe most prominently, who was Jesus? We forget, but before Nicaea, before Chalcedon, and obviously long before Westminster, questions about the identity of Jesus raged hot, even among those who claimed to be his followers. In our reading today from 1 John 5, the Apostle John is keen to remind his readers who believe in Jesus of who Jesus truly is, so that they may know they have eternal life. Not just hope for eternal life, but know they have it. So how will they know? How do we know? John will answer this question directly by the end of the letter, but because he has spent the previous few chapters of the book already doing so, he meanders a bit to remind his readers and us of a few other things that we all know as a result of knowing who Jesus is. In short, for John, knowledge of who Jesus is always yields more knowledge, the knowledge that God will hear our prayers, the knowledge that sin will no longer enslave us, the knowledge of our identity in Christ and the world's bondage to the evil one. So what is the key to all this knowledge? How do his readers know that they have eternal life? Well, it's simple, really. They know Jesus himself. And because they know Jesus, they know he is true God and the eternal life. If that sounds confusing and maybe more than a little like circular reasoning, it did for me when I tried to break it down, I think it's because we struggle to fit John's use of the word knowledge into our modern understanding of that term. If you ever studied epistemology, then you may remember that knowledge has traditionally been defined as justified true belief. You may also be aware that this classical definition has been assaulted, revised, and argued over for centuries. The chief problem with this definition of knowledge tends to be related to the level of certainty that it requires to transform some proposition from mere belief into knowledge. Anyone who's ever been challenged to defend a knowledge claim against even a modest certainty bar can appreciate the difficulty this bar imposes. Lawyers especially are familiar with this problem in the context of a courtroom, where they know that any evidence they want to introduce has to meet certain evidentiary criteria. But while striving for this ideal of certainty may have its place in some contexts, as a condition for knowledge, it's probably indefensible. Ruthlessly applied, the ideal of absolute certainty tends to make any knowledge impossible to obtain, leading to the absurd conclusion that the only knowledge is that there is no knowledge. There are other theories of knowledge, of course. One such theory, propounded by Esther Lightcap Meek in her book Longing to Know, which I recommend, holds that knowledge isn't so much a condition of possessing a particular mental state, but more the human action of engaging and focusing to bring coherence and understanding to experience. Under this theory, knowledge is akin to the physical act of reaching or grasping. It's personal, embodied, and always a movement rather than a state of being. Knowledge of who Jesus is under this theory is much more like knowing your auto mechanic or friend than it is like knowing propositional truth claims. To know your mechanic involves taking in your sensory perceptions and observations of his behavior, perhaps words spoken to you by others regarding him, and moving out towards him and the world according to your judgment. It involves you personally, in your body, in action, and over time. If we apply her theory of knowledge to the knowledge claims that the apostle makes here at the end of 1 John, I think it helps us to resolve a bit of the bewilderment that we might otherwise feel when reading it. Knowing that we have eternal life isn't a matter of gaining more certainty of the abstract truth value of that claim or reasoning through conditional arguments, but rather comes from primarily from knowing Jesus personally in our bodies and by acting according to our judgment of his character. We do this principally through our acts of love and obedience to him as God. In other words, our knowledge of eternal life is found in the experience and enactment of our belief, not the growth of confidence, which is more a byproduct of belief. It's rooted in faith and experienced in our praying with confidence, as well as our act of abiding in Jesus. It's experienced in our obedience to Jesus's commandments, which he told us would be how others would know we are his disciples, and our keeping ourselves from idols, which is what John finally commends to us at the very end of this chapter. My prayer for us this weekend, City Church, is that we would know we have eternal life because we know Jesus. He is true God and eternal life. Until next time, stay well and do good.
Good Morning City Church is a weekday podcast produced by the staff and members of City Church of Richmond, located in Richmond, Virginia. To learn more about us, please visit citychurchrva.com. That's CITYCHURCHRVA.com. And thanks for listening.